insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيد الخلق أجمعين محمد بن عبد الله وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In another session of our program, we will start our discussion by listening to the recitation of the 64th verse of Surah An-Nisa.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن رَّسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَّحِيمًا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن رَّسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ ولو أنهم إذ ظلموا أنفسهم جاءوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما. We did not send any messengers for any reason other than to be obeyed because of the will of God. If they ever do injustice to themselves and come to you, O Muhammad, asking for God's forgiveness, and if the messenger also was to ask God to forgive them, they would certainly find God all-forgiving and all-merciful. This verse implies that obeying Allah and His Messenger is for the people's own good, and their disobedience may spoil their own self and soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. If they ever do injustice to themselves, and says this, right after he says, we did not send any messenger for any reason other than to be obeyed because of the will of God. So, it means that if they do not obey the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do injustice to themselves. So, obeying Allah is for one's own good, and disobeying Allah will spoil his self and the servant's self and soul. And this will prevent the servant from attaining salvation and prosperity. The current discussed part of the verse also points to this fact that the fruit of the obedience of Allah and His Apostle, peace be upon him and his household, returns to yourselves, as well as the result of your disobedience, which is a kind of injustice that returns to you, because it disturbs the material affairs of your life, and also from the spiritual point of view, it causes you retrogression. So, in the second part of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ. If they ever do injustice to themselves, come to you, and they themselves ask Allah for forgiveness. But they should not confine in this. The verse continues, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ. And also the messenger asked Allah to forgive them. In this case, they would find Allah all-forgiving and all-merciful. So, Allah will forgive them if they ask Allah for forgiveness themselves, and if the Prophet, peace be upon him and his household, asks Allah to forgive them. These two sentences are very delicate and sophisticated, because first of all, Allah asked the people to ask Allah for forgiveness themselves. It means that if the Prophet asks Allah to forgive others, it won't be useful solely. This would not help them if they do not ask Allah for forgiveness themselves. So they have to ask Allah for forgiveness. And the Prophet, if the Prophet also asks Allah for forgiveness, these two deeds would help them and would bring Allah's blessings and Allah's forgiving.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا.
This verse is also an answer to those who imagine referring to the prophets or other infallibles or other respected beings is a kind of polytheism. Why? Because this verse clearly denotes that coming to the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his household, and setting him as a mediator and as a means of intercession before Allah in order to seek forgiveness from him for the sinners is effective, is useful. This is not something banned. Allah himself orders the believers to ask Allah for forgiveness themselves first, and second, to refer to the Prophet. So the repentance of the believer and the asking Allah for forgiveness for them by the Prophet together will help the sinners and will help the believers to be showered by Allah's grace. Also in another verse, in Surah At-Tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, addressing his Prophet, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. Collect religious tax or zakat from them to purify and cleanse them and pray for them. Your prayers give them comfort. Also in this verse, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions prophets taking zakat from the believers as a means to purify the believers by the Prophet. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً تُطَهِّرُهُمْ وَتُزَكِّيهِمْ بِهَا. The Prophet is the one who can purify and who can cleanse the people and the believers by taking zakat from them. Of course, paying zakat and paying alms itself has a role here, because this is the means with which Prophet purifies them by it. But the role of the Prophet himself could not be ignored. So Allah has bidden his messenger in this verse to pray for those who pay their due tax or their due zakat. In the next sentence, when he says, وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ means, O Prophet, your prayers give them comfort. This is also very interesting, especially for the faithful, because when the Prophet prays for them, this praying, especially because the Prophet prays, not anyone else, will bring Allah's blessings to the people and to the faithful. And this is another sign that there are differences between the prayers of different people. If a prophet prays for someone, this is different from the prayer of an ordinary man. So there are differences between people, and there are, and a prophet, because of his station, because of his reputation, when he asks Allah something, Allah will give him, and Allah will accept his prayer.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
So what we saw in this verse was similar to what we saw in the previous verse, which was this point that the Prophet has a rule to purify the faithful and to ask Allah for forgiveness for them, to ask Allah to forgive them. And this will be something different from the believers themselves asking Allah for forgiveness. Also, at the end of the session, I just would like to refer to a third verse of Surah Al-Anfal, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. O my Prophet, Allah will not punish them while you're amongst them, while you're with them. This is a manifest sign that the Prophet, the existence of the Prophet itself, not only his praying, not only his asking Allah to forgive the believers and people, but also the existence of the Prophet itself is a means of Allah's mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will not punish the people while you are amongst them. Time is over for this session. Inshallah, in the next session, we would continue the discussion with some other verses. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, 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 ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah, ya Allah, Allah. سبحان الله حمدا لله ولا إله إلا الله 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 يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله الله
لي خمسة أطفي بهم حر الجحيم الحاطمة المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما والفاطمة الفاطمة
يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله الله يا الله الله سبحان الله حمدا
المصطفى والمرتضى وابناهما والفاطمة
الله.